in with the cattle industry. The president of the Manitoba Beef Producers, Tyler Fulton, is on the line. Tyler, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Thanks. Great. Thank you for coming on here for a couple of minutes. We know what a tough year you guys have been having, you guys and gals, what a tough summer it's been. We're into fall, although it sure doesn't feel like fall. The heat continues, man, and we know what trouble that's been for you. And then into winter, how is the industry as a whole doing? I know it's been really tough so far.
Well, you know, the fall has actually been a little bit of a blessing. We had some pretty widespread rains back in August that made a big difference. I don't think it snapped the dry cycle, but what it did was it brought on some pastures that really didn't produce anything earlier in the year. And then now with these recent warm days that we've got and warm nights, we're not seeing the frost that really seems to shut those pastures and crops down. So we're extending the grazing season, and that's helping out. But, to be realistic, it's not doing really anything to produce feed for the winter, which, has been the chronic problem really for this year.
Sure. So finally, a bit of good news after a lot of bad news. But yeah, as you head into winter, feed is still an issue, eh?
Absolutely. Yeah. We did have a program out from the federal and provincial governments called Agri Recovery that is going to help producers pay for the really expensive feed. I think producers have a lot of different options that they can choose from. This year in particular, we're going to be moving away from, the more traditional hay and be utilizing products like straw and bailed up crops that didn't make it in the drought that we call green feed. And so there's going to be a lot of different innovative things happening, and so the Agri Recovery Program will help kind of displace some of those added costs that go associated with the high feed prices. But we're honestly kind of still waiting for the other shoe to drop. There's a big question there as to whether or not guys can rationalize spending, $1,000 to feed a cow over the winter. And so we still anticipate that we're going to see some more cows move into market.
So when would a decision like that have to be made?
Likely in the next month or two. Usually weaning of the spring's calf crop happens usually in October and November in Manitoba. So we'll see that, and the good weather that we've seen now is going to be adding pounds to the calves to make it, make sure that they're healthy and ready to go in the fall. And then once they've weaned those calves, that's when those decisions as to whether to keep or sell those breeding animals.
And Tyler, over the summer we saw some producers just get out altogether, right? They get out while the getting's not all that good, I guess is a way to put it. Might we see that again then in the next month or two? Some people saying, you know what, that's it. I don't like the future in this industry. I'm getting out.
I do anticipate that we'll have some producers that are doing that. My hope is that, it's limited to, maybe, some older guys that, that are just waiting to, we're waiting to retire, and unfortunately they weren't able to go out on a good note. But my concern is that really it's the young guys coming up that would be taking on some of those ranch lands and grasslands that that will be able to kind of pick up the torch and keep going. And so hopefully this Agri Recovery Program moves the needle on helping them make a decision to keep more of those breeding cows around so that we don't take too big a hit in the industry.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, you tell me, but I got the sense that when government help did come, it was sort of too little, too late. Am I right about that? And then what about the future? If some of the older cattle producers, beef producers, get out, some of the younger ones get in, there has to be a future in it for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality from my perspective is that I'm still really optimistic about the prospect of the beef cattle industry in Manitoba. I see phenomenal domestic demand for beef and globally. And the way things are kind of shaping up, I think if we're able to hold on this winter, then I think that there's a lot of motivation to kind of even go beyond just maintaining the herd. I think we can grow it if there's profitability there, and that's what I think is coming down the pipe. But there's no doubt we were in crisis mode over the course of the summer months, and it really is a good solid question as to whether you can rationalize spending the kind of money that we need to on feed in order to maintain the cow herd.
Hey, Todder, thanks for your time. All the best to you and all the beef producers out there.
Thanks a lot for having me again, and enjoy the fall that we've got here. It's for helping things out.
Excellent. Thank you, Todder. Appreciate it. Todder Fulton is the president of the Manitoba Beef Producers. You know, this came